This is 105 Drive.
Half past five, and it's time to welcome Dom, because it's Pub of the Month time. Hello.
A very good evening to you, and great to be back in the studio again.
Yeah, it's rather nice, actually, after sort of everybody has been disappeared on a Friday night these past few weeks, and I've done pre-records in the now-famous Studio B.
Indeed, on the television.
The Tony Sayre wing made it on to the News at One at lunchtime today, which was rather interesting, particularly, I don't know if you're aware of this, but they, for those who don't know, there's an item going on the news about whether the BBC should play a certain song on the Top 40 on Sunday night. And Trevor Dann, who used to be the head of Radio 1, very respected figure in the radio industry, lives locally. And apparently, I'm told that he was going to be recording the interview in the pub over the road, but they decided it was a much better idea if they popped into the nearest radio station, which happened to be us.
So, yes, Studio B, which was only completed about 3 months ago, something like that, got on the television.
I guess, strictly speaking, it didn't need to work for the purposes of it, but the main microphone in there was wonderfully in shot during all of that. Anyway, we're here to talk pubs, and what are we going to go through this week?
Well, we've got four pubs, as usual. The Maypole, the Geldart, the First and the Last, and Cambridge Brewhouse.
Okay, what are you going to start with then?
Well, let's start with the Maypole, which is actually one of the pubs I go to very, very regularly. I'm actually in there most weeks, in fact. It's a great favourite of mine, so I'm a little bit biased.
So this is where the landlords of other pubs who you don't like quite so much find you, basically, afterwards.
Quite possibly, okay. Yes. Yeah, I won't say which day I'm in there normally. But yes, this is a rather big pub, actually, by Cambridge standards. It's got two downstairs bars. It's also got a very large seating area upstairs. 10 hand pumps. So serving a very, very wide range of beers, always changing, lots and lots of different bottled beers as well from all around the world. So really quite an exciting place in terms of beer. It's quite busy. There's a big age range in there, actually. It's well favoured by students. And if you go in there beginning or end of term, you'll quite often see people in fancy dress, in costumes, charity events, things like that. But also quite a few non-students do go in there.
So beginning to fill up again now, I guess.
It's just starting. Yes. Yes, it is, yes. So good food in there. I can recommend the food in there. Drinks can be a little on the expensive side, and it does have a slightly touristy atmosphere to it. It's got sort of the rowing blades, the photos of rowers, things like that. It's a very Cambridge pub, if you like.
Reminds you where you are, I guess.
It does indeed, yes. So there were three bar staff on when I went in there. Excellent service as usual. So as I say, I'm a little bit biased, but a good score for that one. That got 16 points. Which is made up of 3 for the decor and the ambience, 5 for the staff, who are excellent, 5 for the beer selection, you really can't fault it, and 3 for the sort of community. They don't do very much in the way of live events, gigs. It's just students go there, so yes.
Fair enough. That probably fills them up very nicely indeed, doesn't it?
Yeah. So the next pub I went to was Cambridge Brewhouse. Now, this is actually a fairly new pub, but it may well be better known to a lot of people as the Bun Shop on King Street.
Of course, yes.
So this is the former Bun Shop. It's actually now been taken over, and it's been completely redone inside. It's actually quite trendy now. A sort of a rustic wooden floor, sort of older-style wooden tables, but also very exposed metalwork and pipework, giving an industrial feel to the ceiling. So in terms of the decor, it's quite trendy. And 6 hand pumps on, lots of interesting bottles from all around the world as well. Their sort of speciality is smoked and cured meats, though, and they've got a kitchen serving all that. And a large restaurant area, so lots of diners in there. It's sort of a pub-restaurant mix.
Yeah, I confess I did go, I actually went with Tim, actually, one lunchtime, and we had a very nice bite to eat there. I didn't have any alcohol that day. You can't really when you're about to do a radio show in a couple of hours afterwards. But the food was excellent, I must say.
Excellent. They have an interesting idea. They have sports on the television, as many pubs do, but they actually hide it away in what they call the locker room. So it doesn't, if you've got lots of people drinking in there, having conversations, the sport doesn't necessarily distract people, which I think is an excellent idea. And I really personally wished a lot more pubs did that sort of thing. 4 staff on when I went in there, quick service. And their big novelty, it's the home of Cambridge Brewery. so they actually have the brewery on site.
Of course, the microbrewery, isn't it?
The microbrewery,
yes.
Indeed. Now, the idea of brew pubs is very, very popular. It's a big thing in the United States, but it's quite rare in this country, and it's great to see one of the Cambridge pubs actually doing it. So I had a very nice pint of hoppy pale ale called Misty River when I was in there. Excellent. And there's also got a 10% discount for camera members, which is always
Which you are one, of course.
Of course I am one, yes.
I should mention, of course, I believe it's the brew house where Mark Anstead of the Cambridgeshire Wine School does some of his evenings. Mark,
yes,
of course, takes the other sort of alternate week with the Gadget Guide and will be back in a couple of weeks' time
and
with
I believe
us.
He was on the breakfast.
He was on with Lottie and Neil a couple of days ago, and the podcast for that will be appearing on our website, cambridge105.fm, over the weekend.
Excellent. I think Neil was drinking a lot more than Tim would normally drink anyway.
Yes. No, I think that feature's going to go down quite well with Neil.
I think so. So
as does with me, for that matter.
In terms of the Cambridge Brewhouse, perhaps I should start bringing beer in.
No, please, I think we should sample it. Definitely. Good idea.
Well, I've got more to say on that in a moment, but get on with the Cambridge Brewhouse scores first of all. Also gave 16 to this one as well. 4 for the ambience, 4 for the staff, 5 for the beer, 3 for the community aspects. Again, not very much going on in terms of live events, but yes, an excellent establishment. So having mentioned beer tasting, I think one of the plans probably for next month is Cambridge Beer Festival.
Of course.
So I think probably in this slot next month we'll be probably having a little preview, I hope.
So your fellow camera members will be tap, perhaps.
We'll see what we can
do. Okay. Dom is here looking through our pub of the month. We've done two and two more to go.
Two more to go, yes. And the first of those is The First and Last. Now, many people probably know this as The Cricketers, but it's actually reverted to its original name. It used to be The First and Last until 1840, and then it changed to The Cricketers, and it's recently gone back to being The First and Last.
That was a wonderful little move, actually, and they've done it up quite nicely in there, I think.
So I think it's probably fair to say that The Cricketers had a slightly rough reputation in its latter years, and what they've done by refurbishing it, it's really, really changed the whole style of the place and given it a complete different atmosphere. It's now rebranded itself as a specialist Thai food pub, and I haven't eaten in there.
I said that's relatively recent, isn't it, I think?
It is,
because
yes,
when they first started there, they had quite a, I guess, a broad bistro pub kind of menu. Mm. So they've moved on from that
and
targeting the Thai market.
Yes, a very, very specialist market and something I don't think is very well served in that sort of area. So it's possibly a good
idea. No, that's quite interesting.
Yes.
I guess the nearest Thai restaurant might be the Mai Tai on Parker's Peace, or
probably
is there one closer?
Like that. Yeah. Yeah. So this is quite simple, wooden chairs and tables, but the ale bar, they have two bars, the ale bar and the lounge bar. The ale bar's actually got comfy armchairs in there as well, which is quite unusual, a slightly rarer sight. Had 6 ales on when I was in there, and actually some of the rarer ones, some of the ones you don't see that often. So even though they come from big breweries like St. Austell Brewery, everyone knows St. Austell Tribute, but they had St. Austell Trelawney, which is actually it's a nice thing to see, these different beers coming out. And I have to say, I found it quite brave of them. You're in an area with the Free Press, with the Elm Tree, with pubs that are really, really well known for ales. And actually, it's really good to see them actually trying to take them on and they're not just reverting to the lagers. And actually, they've got some live music on tonight. They have live music from the ragtime and blues artists Chris Newman and Stella Henze. So, yes, in terms of whether I would go out there after work as a place to go and drink, I think probably it's unlikely. There are other places I'd probably want to go.
And what would be the reason for that, though?
I think a mixture of the fact that it was so quiet in there when I went in there. It was actually, unfortunately, even though I was in there what should have been a fairly busy time, it was actually
because this is interesting. This is quite an interesting thing with pubs, for me at least. I don't necessarily like a pub that's really crowded, but I do like it to have enough people just to give it that atmosphere. I want to get a seat, but I want it to be challenging to get a seat.
And you don't want just the two people at the bar.
No, absolutely not.
So yes, and that was, I think, the problem when I went in there, and I felt rather because I was in there on my own as if I was contributing to that. So, really great to see them actually making those improvements to the pub. As I say, it's not going to be the top of the list, but really, really good to see how it's come on. So only 2 out of 5 for the decor and ambience. It wasn't quite there. The staff were faultless, so 4 out of 5. Beers, 4 out of 5. Really, really good effort that made there. And community with the live music, 4 out of 5. So that gives them 14 points.
Okay. So one more to go.
One more to go. And this is the Geldart, which is actually just down the road from us here in the studio.
Not too far away, is it?
Not too far away, no.
I mean, there's lots of pubs which aren't too far away here, which is rather nice.
We're very, very lucky. So the Geldart's also made up of three rooms, and three very, very different rooms. So you've got a nice restaurant area with sort of vinyl records on the wall, quite arty place. You've got this very, very small, slightly odd 1960s room with an old jukebox in it and some 1960s theme everywhere. And then a bar area, which is sort of wooden and quite plain. They've got seven hand pumps and lots of spirits behind the bar as well. And they have live music throughout the week, so flamenco, blues, all sorts of things going on in there. I think what the Geldart is best known for is its food, and they have all sorts of very unusual meats. So horse, llama, croc, springbok are all on the menu there. So slightly unusual place to go and eat.
I don't know, horse is quite common these days.
That's, yes, probably... if I'd
at least there, they tell you it's going to be horse. Yes. I guess that's the difference.
Yes, indeed. And I don't think we've yet had a scandal of llama in burgers. Generally quite busy. Sort of tends to be slightly older people, probably because of the food choice that's in there. And
it's older people tend to like llama, in my experience.
I think it's a matter of being slightly more adventurous, actually. Quick service when I was in there, even though there was only two staff on, they were managing very, very well. So... for them, 4 out of 5 for ambience, 4 out of 5 for the staff, 4 out of 5 for the beers, and 4 out of 5 for community, which gives them 16 points as well. So we have a problem. We have the Geldart, the Maypole, and the Cambridge Brew House all tied on 16 points this month.
Oh, dear. What are we going to do?
Well, I'm going to declare I've got a casting vote.
I think that sounds entirely reasonable.
So my casting vote is going to go to Cambridge Brew House, just because it is new, it's modern... It wasn't here a few months ago. They've done a fantastic job, and they've got that unusual aspect of having the microbrewery.
You say it's
well.
Modern, though. It's still quite old-fashioned looking when you get in there,
yes.
which I always like the sort of the mix of old and new.
Yes, indeed. It's this modern idea of having the clash of the industrial and the rustic in there.
So. Yeah. So let's declare then that the Cambridge Brew House is the what month are we in? April.
April.
Pub of the
pub
month.
Pub of the month, indeed. Yes.
Okay. You've got a few.
Yes. So we were saying earlier about the Cambridge Beer Festival, which is next month in May. I'll be back the week before that, so I'm hoping we're going to be able to talk to somebody from the beer festival, have a little preview of some of the beers that are going to be on. I already know I've seen the beer list already.
Is it looking good? How many do they have on for these things?
It's getting in the range of 200 odds. So
that's pretty substantial.
It's a big order.
Yeah, even the most thirstiest of camera members probably couldn't manage to get round that lot.
No, definitely not. Even drinking half pints. So that's on the 20th to the 25th of May on Jesus Green. Last year they had over 41,000 visitors. So lots and lots of people will be attending that one. Hopefully it'll be great weather like it was again last year. What they are really looking for at the moment, though, is volunteers. So if you feel like giving a few hours of your time to jump behind the bar, no training is required, and you are looked after very, very well, if you just log on to cambridgebeerfestival.com and you can fill in the form there.
Okay.
So very, very worthwhile doing. The other things, of course, the budget was recently, and you'll probably have seen in the press about the beer escalator being scrapped. So this was a big camera campaign. Over the last year or so. So this was the 2% above inflation increase on a pint of beer that has been going on since 2008. And eventually a big grassroots campaign has now managed to get that scrapped. So
that's good news for the beer drinker. Did it not go down a penny or two as well?
It did go down a penny at the same time, yes.
Yeah, that's a nice little move by the Chancellor there. Make up for everything else, of course.
Indeed, but on the other side of it, the small brewers are now actually asking the Chancellor to look at minimum pricing on beer and actually encouraging him to make sure that there is a minimum price. This is sort of defence against the supermarkets.
I was going to say, it would be the supermarkets again, wouldn't it? Which it invariably is. And has it not been trialled in some areas?
It has been trialled, I believe, in Scotland. Mm. So, yes, it's looking at making this wider applicability for that one. So take it off in one hand and perhaps add it on back on.
Same as it ever was, isn't it, really?
Indeed.
Dom, thank you very much, as always. So back next month in 4 weeks' time.
I will be.
And we'll be talking the beer festival.
And I'll be back at 11 o'clock tonight, in fact, with Weekend Waffle.
Oh, of course. Yes, Weekend Waffle. What's coming up on that?
We've got the normal mix of news and waffle. It's waffly goodness.
Waffly goodness, yes. You know it makes sense.